listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your Midwest and Gascoyne local news. Here's what's making news Friday, December 9. Information is being sought after a group tampered with the Horizon sculpture in Geraldton on Wednesday night. It comes as a new artistic ball was installed earlier in the day after the old one exploded in hot weather last year. Anyone who knows anything about the incident should report it to local police. WA's Water Minister Dave Kelly has agreed to step down as a member of Cabinet. It was at the request of the Premier, who wants to see greater female representation. Mr Kelly says he's proud of his record.
Since I came into Parliament, I've supported the Premier in opposition. I've supported him in government. Every task he's given me, I've taken.
Exploration for minerals in Australia is at an all-time high as the sector hits record levels. New data from the ABS reveals over $1 billion was spent on exploration during the September quarter, surpassing the 2012 record. CEO from the Association of Mining and Exploration Companies, Warren Pierce, says it's not just gold leading the way.
There's been a big shift in the last few years towards that critical minerals chain. So you're seeing a really big lift in lithium exploration and nickel and copper exploration, three critical minerals that go into lithium-ion batteries or go into the renewable technologies.
To local sport, round 8 of Geraldton cricket gets underway on Sunday. First up, the Towns take on the Wanderers in what's set to be a nail-biter. Catch that one at Recreation Ground at 2 o'clock. Then Chapman Valley Northampton will show the Sportsmen's what they're made of when they go head-to-head. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.